We are proud to partner with MyFlex Learning. MyFlex Learning is a scheduling platform that helps middle and high schools meet the individual needs of all students. Students can easily create and manage time for flex blocks, wind time, activity periods, RTI, counselor and teacher appointments, and so much more. Even my favorite, synergy time. And with its built-in accountability tool and reporting features, MyFlex Learning solves your challenges around getting kids where they need to be and understanding how flex time is spent. Make flex time work for you. Visit myflexlearning.com/BE to learn more and receive $500 off your first year. That's myflexlearning.com/BE. This B Podcast Network show is presented by IXL. IXL's all-inclusive online teaching and learning platform simplifies edtech needs and accelerates achievement in 95 of the top 100 U.S. school districts. IXL delivers personalized learning across a comprehensive pre-K-12 curriculum, including math, language arts, science, and social studies, and helps you assess student performance through actionable, real-time insights at every level of your school or district. This one solution performs work that typically requires dozens of tools. Want to find out why so many leading districts trust IXL? Visit IXL.com/BE. That's IXL.com/BE. Welcome to Transformative Principle, where I help you stop putting out fires and start leading. I am your host, Jethro Jones. You can follow me on Twitter at Jethro Jones. Welcome to this special edition of Transformative Principle. This is a simulcast episode of my new podcast, A Vision for Learning, on Transformative Principle. And I'm excited about this conversation because, as you may or may not know, on A Vision for Learning, we talk about what the future of learning is going to look like. And we have a great opportunity to hear from Ryan Palmbaum, who is the founder and CEO of Dabble Discovery, which is an educational bite-sized video learning platform that's designed to help people discover and follow new interests and career paths through short videos created exclusively by experienced experts and educators in a wide variety of industries. Before he entered the edtech space, Ryan was a world-traveled ex-collegiate and professional soccer player, having lived in over 10 countries across three different continents, all before he turned 20. Now, there's more to him than this, and so we are excited to get into our conversation with Ryan. Ryan, welcome to the show. Appreciate you being here.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Yeah, my pleasure. So what is most valuable to you from our conversation today? Why should people listen to this?
I think you and I both have pretty unique insights on the educational community, but I think one thing that's super important is to understand that it's not always about becoming a specialist in one specific area. I mean, it's important to figure out what you really love and what you're passionate about and follow that. But the kind of spreading your wings and becoming a jack of all trades is important as well, because you never know when the dots are going to connect and you never know what industries are going to provide value in your current industry. So I think that's a big piece in our conversation, and I hope everyone enjoys.
Absolutely. And I like where we got to, where we talked about how your learning is your own responsibility, and whatever tools you can take to take advantage of that, I think is incredibly valuable and worthwhile. So it's a great conversation with Ryan. We will get to that conversation here in just a moment. If you've been listening to Transformative Principle for any amount of time, you know that I have a love-hate relationship with EdTech. We have the ability to personalize learning for every single one of our students, and yet so many of our EdTech tools fall short. We need our technology to do more for us. That's why it's so important for me to know that IXL provides true personalized learning across the entire pre-K-12 curriculum. and that it's proven to benefit all student populations, including English language learners and students in special ed programs. As a principal, I've used this in my school. As a parent, I've had my children use it as well. And let me tell you, this is a tool that definitely helps students learn and practice better. IXL is research proven to accelerate achievement. Studies across 45 states show that IXL schools outperform non-IXL schools on state assessments, and independent research from Johns Hopkins University verifies that IXL meets ESSA Tier 1 standards. With those results combined with IXL's teacher-friendly reputation, what more could you ask for? Now, you also know that I don't care so much about test scores, but I know that they are legislatively convenient and something that we have to deal with and manage on a day-to-day basis. If you can implement something that is easy and effective, why wouldn't you do it? If you have a goal to increase achievement for all students, make sure to find out what IXL can do for you. Visit IXL.com/B for a demo. That's IXL.com/BE. All right. So Ryan, let's just start by talking a little bit about your background, because it's pretty fascinating. You've been all over the world as a soccer player and lived in a bunch of different places. Tell us a little bit about that experience and what your learning life was like as a young man who went overseas to play soccer before he even graduated from high school yet.
Yeah. So I grew up and I was born and bred as a professional soccer player. When I was 10 years old, I moved to Argentina, lived there for about 3 years. When I was 16, I moved overseas to Greece, played over there for a year, then Spain for 2 years. I learned a lot of pretty invaluable, I guess, techniques and cultures and everything about the world and about people. I learned new languages, and it really set me up well for my life. And I'm able to connect with a lot of people from a lot of different backgrounds now, not just who speak different languages, but just all different, you know, demographics and lifestyles. So yeah, I mean, it was a really great experience, and obviously being able to do it before I was even, you know, before I could even drink legally in the United States, it was really beneficial for my development and to get where I am today.
Yeah, that's super fascinating. So tell us about what Dabble is and why you created this platform, because that's really what it is. It's a different type of social network. So tell us what it is and why you made it.
Yeah, so I created this educational short-form micro-learning video app where only the top educational educators and experts in the world can create content. So really, it's kind of like the love child between Masterclass and TikTok. It's concise, it's trusted, and I think it's a really great place for interest discovery. So I have been a lifelong learner forever, obviously being overseas and learning about the different cultures, different languages, but I wasn't just a soccer player. In those times, I decided I wanted to be a commissioned painter, a graphic designer, a video game programmer. I love to learn. And for me, that was really beneficial to kind of become a jack of all trades in my life, because I was able to connect a lot of different industries. But you know, what I saw when I went to college, towards the end of college, I saw a lot of my friends and people my age, and myself included, falling into this sort of brain rot rut from these other social medias like TikTok and Instagram, where, you know, there's a lot of, it's sort of dominated by misinformation and dangerous content coming from people that may not actually know what they're talking about. It's hard to verify. So I decided I wanted to build something to fix that. And so I created Dabble Discovery. Yeah.
Yeah. So how do you, so there are two parts of this. Number one is micro learning, which I've talked to several people on the show that I should probably introduce you to as well, who are in the micro learning space, where you don't have to, like in education, we think, oh, I want to learn marketing, I need to go take a marketing class. And then in the business world, it's like, I want to learn marketing, I need to go find a coach and learn from them or do a bunch of Google searches or whatever. And what you're creating is a place for people to learn in small chunks, yeah, very similar to what Drip 7 is doing, but more they're doing it on the enterprise scale. You're doing it on the social network scale.
Right.
And I think that's a really fascinating perspective because learning is incredibly valuable and it's also incredibly personal.
Yeah.
And so being able to learn the things that I need to learn right now is essential. So how do you manage making sure that the people who are on there are experts and not just, you know, some random, random Joe off the street?
Yeah. So we have a whole process for our vetting and recruitment of creators. And, you know, we go through their credentials, we go through their previous content, we fact check, we have actual in-person or over video call interviews with these people so we can have sort of a character check. And it's a pretty thorough process to make sure these people are trusted. Of course, there's some people that are, you know, very well known in the community for being purely educational that may not have to go through as much of a rigorous process. But yeah, for the most part, it's creator by creator, but we have a full-on vetting process for all of that. And to kind of speak on your point about the learning being personal, what we have, I think, is really interesting because it's an organic adaptive learning algorithm in a way where the more you interact with certain subjects and certain topics, the more you'll see topics and videos that are related to those subjects, right? So if you don't know what you're interested in at all in, right, you go on the platform and you start to watch these videos and you see something about engineering that you enjoy and you give it a like, or you watch it for the full length of the video, and then you swipe and, you know, you see a marketing video, you might not be interested in marketing, you might swipe, you might see robotics, and you might be interested in that again. It starts to learn with you and understand that there are these connections between these interests that you're yourself, and it'll start to show you more opportunities and more topics about those industries, which I think is really amazing. I think that's great for users and figuring out what their passions are, because that's really, at the end of the day, you hear all these professionals talking about what, you know, what they would tell people to do. It's follow what you are passionate about. So what we're trying to do is help people find that, essentially.
Yeah, that's cool. Have you by chance read the book Range by David Epstein?
I haven't, no.
Okay. I'm currently reading that book right now, and I think this would be a good book for you to read. It basically talks about how generalists are better positioned for the way that our world works now,
right,
than specialists are. Yeah. And so, you know, you're a good example of that and how you described yourself already, that you've been interested in a lot of different things, and that has likely positioned you to be in a good position to run, yeah, this company and have had a lot of different experiences that make you uniquely positioned to be able to do this. Yeah. So definitely a worthwhile thing to check out,
yeah,
especially as it relates to this.
That a look, for sure. Yeah.
I think
interesting. You said generalists are better set up. I am a big proponent in actually specializing in something, but I do think that you can't only be focused on one thing. You can be a specialist that has information about all these other industries, right? You can't, like, if you're a, like, the best coder in the world and you code and code and code, but you can't communicate at all and you can't monetize, you're not going to be able to be successful, right? Like, there are special cases, but for the most part, it's difficult if you don't have multiple skills that kind of make you more well-rounded. So really what we're trying to do is help people become more well-rounded. And Steve Jobs said, you never know when the dots are going to connect, because, you know, that's, he right, took his calligraphy, sat in on the calligraphy course, and later on he added fonts on the Mac. So, like, you'd never really know what's going to be beneficial in your life. So yeah, we're really trying to help people kind of piece stuff together throughout their lifetime.
Yeah. So how do you keep learning from being academized, is the word I use, yeah, for it, or keep it from becoming boring or stale or lecture only? How do you keep it interesting, and how do you encourage your creators to keep it interesting?
Yeah, so a lot of the creators that we have are experienced in the content creation space. So they understand, you know, how to make their videos engaging. But on the platform side, we actually are incorporating gamification tactics with different quizzes and different streaks and just like little mobile game-like techniques that make the education more engaging. So on that side, the platform side, it's already turning into, you know, a more engaging way to learn. But then our creators are amazing as well. I mean, they make the content feel like it's fun. It's fun to watch their videos. I love watching it. I use the platform daily. And yeah, I mean, it's really on the creators. They make the content as engaging as they want it to be. They make it as educational as they want it to be. And then on our side, we gamify, make it as fun of an experience for the user as possible as well.
Let's talk about flex time in schools. If you've been listening for a long time, you know how important I think this is. It gives us more time for personalized learning, increasing choice and agency for students, and the increased enrollment that comes with it, dedicated time for intervention and enrichment. And overall, as school leaders, it gives us and our faculty more tools to increase academic achievement. But the implementation and management of flex time can be so tough. Tricky logistics and a lack of clear accountability systems can prevent teachers from buying in and can hold us back from ensuring students make good use of their time. I'm pleased to share that MyFlex Learning provides a solution to these challenges and more. MyFlex Learning helps you create and manage flexible time for any purpose. And with seamless SIS integration, a student locator, flexible daily rostering, and an intuitive mobile app, it eliminates the common challenges of implementation and management. Want to see for yourself? Visit myflexlearning.com/B to learn more about it and receive $500 off the first year of use. That's myflexlearning.com/BE.
Yeah, I appreciate that. So talk about how you see platforms like Instagram and TikTok, and which are, you know, we're in the attention economy. So taking attention away from one of those things that are, you know, enjoyable, how do you see yourself different from them and overcoming the pull that they definitely have?
So I heard this thing the other day from Luis Fon, is the CEO of Duolingo. And he said, essentially, when you're creating an educational app, you are trying to make broccoli taste like cheesecake. You know, you have these, the Instagram, the TikTok that are really engaging, really fun. But then you have broccoli over here that, you know, you're probably, if you're sitting it straight up next to a cheesecake, you're probably not going to want to eat it. But what we do in this kind of edutainment business is we try to make broccoli taste a lot better, right? So, you know, with these mobile game-like techniques and these engaging formats, that already is sort of pushing it in the right direction. I think a lot of the draw is that people waste a lot of time on these social medias, and a lot of times they feel pretty bad about themselves after they waste that amount of time. So on our platform, you know, I would say if you lose 20% of the engagement, you gain that other 20% in that self-actualization. Like, you're actually doing something with your life and benefiting yourself. So at the end of the day, you're really back up to the same level of productivity and in what you're doing with your time on social media.
Yeah. Well, and like from my perspective as a parent, so one of my daughters is really into running, and she said just yesterday, I want to get Instagram so that I can follow these runners and learn from them.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, are there any runners on Dabble? Because if she wanted to learn how to run and fuel her body right, that would be, I'd much rather she go there, because the goal is that. Whereas that is not the goal. That's just something that happens on Instagram, right?
Yeah.
And on TikTok.
Yeah. No, we're 100% trying to find people from all different industries, all different skills, pretty much anything to be able to better our users, right? So runners are welcome, and fitness experts and culinary experts and astrophysicists. We're really trying to get a whole culmination and community of all these great creators who are teaching people to do great things with their lives. So definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really powerful. Yeah. All right. One other tool that I think is really cool that is similar, but certainly not a competitor with you is Readwise. Are you familiar with that tool?
I'm not familiar with Readwise.
Cool. This is awesome. Yeah. So Readwise is one of my favorite tools. What it does is it takes your highlights from books, articles, stories on the web, tweets, stuff like that, and it will resurface them to you on a regular basis so that you can remember and review the information that you've saved. Wow. And what is really cool about it is that it's taking a similar approach, is that you don't learn in a big course function. You yeah. learn in little micro doses rather yeah, than
repetition. Right.
And so it's all text-based, or it transcribes the videos and then you save those parts. But it's a really powerful tool, one that I happily pay for and pay for every year with glee, because it is so good yeah. at what it does. So definitely in a similar vein, like yeah. Duolingo, like that's for language. You're for video content for learning things. Drip 7 is for technology stuff, and Readwise is for anything that you can read and then save for later. So
that's cool.
Lots of really good stuff. And I've got links to all those in the show notes if anybody wants to check those out. So the last question I wanted to ask you is, when it comes to learning, what is your vision for what the future of learning looks like more long-term than, you know, like, and you can bring in other ideas about education as a whole or whatever, but what's your vision for the future of learning?
Yeah, I think that institutional learning in the next however many years isn't going to change too much. I think colleges are going to be around, universities are going to be around. But I do think that there's going to be a big shift into these sort of specialized degrees or certifications and things that are, I guess, less of a time commitment. I think it's going to be a lot quicker. And I think there already are obviously those big companies that are creating courses and smaller, like I said, certifications. But I think the really important piece to remember is to actually study what you are interested in, right? So a lot of people, the problem is that they go throughout their early life and they are only exposed to a handful of people and a handful of potential career paths. So you have your mom, your dad, your coach, your teachers, and pretty much the people you see online, which are influencers, right? But for the most part, you're not exposed to all the different opportunities. So I think what is really important for the future of work and future of education is these younger people should be actually researching all the potential opportunities out there and then pursuing, you know, whether it's college, whether it's these certifications, whether it's trade school or whatever it is, whatever the best route for these different passions are, then you should definitely pursue that, right? I think it's super important to do all the research and get all the potential information that's available to you. So yeah, that's where I see the job satisfaction rate improving because of that. And I think that's super important.
Yeah. Well, and it highlights what I've said many times, is that your education is your responsibility, right? That nobody else cares about how you do with your education or anything. They just, like, you're the only one who really cares about it, and you're the only one who really has control over it in the grand scheme of things. Like, some people may, teachers, principals, whatever, may have some control, but in the end, you're the only one who controls how you show up, how you learn what you need to learn, when you learn what you need to learn, what your effort looks like going into that. And all the best teachers in the world can't force someone to learn a certain thing. And all the structures and things in place can't stop someone who really wants to learn from learning, because it really is up to each individual person.
Definitely.
Ryan, this has been awesome. Once again, check out Dabble Discovery, dabblediscovery.co. And there's links to that in the show notes as well. Thanks for being part of the podcast today. I appreciate it.
Of course. Really appreciate you having me on.
Do you want to simplify your school's technology, save teachers time, improve students' performance on state assessments? You can do it all, but don't waste another minute. Head straight to IXL.com/BE to learn how IXL's research-proven teaching and learning platform can help you achieve all these goals. That's IXL.com/BE. There are lots of solutions out there for giving students what they need when they need it. But when do they actually do all of those things? You need flexible time. When added into your master schedule, flex time enables students to get extra help or intervention, meet with teachers, make up work, get physical exercise, and try new enrichment offerings. If you're thinking of giving it a try, check out MyFlex Learning, which unlocks the benefits of flexible time without all the headaches you get with it usually. Its intuitive design and SIS integration makes implementation and training a breeze. Make your flex time work for you. Visit myflexlearning.com/BE to learn more and receive $500 off your first year. That's myflexlearning.com/BE.